Finally, The Rock has come back
to Valentine Cast.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your engineering couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is August 13th, 2012.
And this is episode 71. And I am happy to say The Rock, Dwayne Johnson himself, has came back to the Valentine Cast.
No, he didn't.
Well, you totally threw you off a little bit.
Yeah, well, no. For some reason, my stuttering has been acting up more lately. Ooh.
Ooh, headbutt the mic. That's what I'm talking about.
Shut up. So I don't know what it is.
No.
I've been doing fine for like.
That wasn't you stuttering, babe.
It was. I'm
that
telling
was you,
you.
Being in awe of the man meat that is known as
I wish
the
we quit
Rock.
Calling it man meat. Really?
What would you
That's
like?
Slightly disturbing.
What would you want me to call it?
I don't know, but not man meat.
But is he a good looking man?
Yeah.
I will step right here and I will say he is a good looking man myself. If I was not a heterosexual.
A heterosexual. Heterosexual.
If I was not a metrosexual.
A hetero. You sound like you're from North
Carolina. I can have a man crush on him.
Yeah. People have man crushes all the time.
I tell you, I have a man crush on Dwayne The Rock Johnson, ever since like 1999 and everything. I mean, because he is the man with the gift of gab and can get the people hype. I mean, I really love it. You know, he's in that arena with Mr. T. I have a man crush for Mr. T too.
You get so many man crushes.
I do. Is that disturbing? Oh God, really? And.
Why do you pull attention towards it? That's what I want to know.
I don't even know what you're talking about. No. I just said really. So what are you talking about?
Nothing.
Pull attention to what?
Nothing. Continue on.
So anyway, like I said, like we said, this is episode 71 of the Valentine Cast. Thank you all for listening. And we want to say hi to our special chat room, our live chat room. What's going on, Salmonatrix? And what's going on, the new daddy himself, Mr. Fox Lore from East Screen, West Screen.
Hi, Sam and Paul. Yay for the new baby.
Yep. So definitely, congratulations to you and the family, on your new addition to your family. This weekend was a very, very, very relaxing weekend. This was the weekend that we were supposed to have about 2 weekends ago.
Mm-hmm.
That never happened. After the anniversary party, we wanted to relax and we actually got to this weekend,
yeah,
which was pretty awesome.
The only thing we really did this weekend, we went to the movies and we washed the car. No, we detailed the car.
Yes, we did.
We washed the car Jay's way.
Yes, the way that I was raised, the way I was taught to wash a car, and it took probably about an hour and a half.
Yeah, we washed the outside, Jay did the wheels, we kept rinsing and cleaned it really well.
You have to keep the water, you have to keep it wet so you don't get no, you know, soap spots or mm-hmm. water spots, especially in that corner, you know, the front corner. Why do we do the front corner? Why do we keep it wet?
Well, because the sun was on it.
That's right, because the sun was on it.
So, and we put armor on inside. Dashboard looks slick.
Yep.
And we threw away trash and we vacuumed. It's so pretty.
Yeah. So, that was, you know, it was it took me back to when I lived in Monterey, North Carolina and had my car. And, I mean, it was something that I did like every Saturday, you know, and then on Sunday I would do my grandma's Cadillac, you know, before she goes to church and whatnot. And I'll go out there and I'll wash the car for her so that she can go to church representing and looking right, looking good. And, definitely something that it was real fun. But the funny part was it went from getting stuff to wash the car.
Mm-hmm.
Because we went to the dog park that morning, right? We did. Which shocked you because she was like, what do you want to do today? I was like, you know what? It's early in the morning. Let's go to the dog park because we know that there shouldn't be a lot of people there.
Right.
Because here's the thing with Toby, our Jack Russell Terrier, mix. There was a time when we went to the dog park and there was a boxer that, kind of had a confrontation with Toby. And ever since that day, Toby has had a thing for boxers.
A bad thing. Not a good thing.
It's like whenever we're at the dog park, he can be there for an hour, 2 hours. And then if somebody comes and they bring a boxer, Toby sees it and he goes for it. Not like viciously.
Yeah. He'll like go over and he'll stand really still.
His
tail will be up and his ears will be
ears
like
are back.
Back. And he'll just be there. And all of a sudden, he'll just snap and just go. It's weird.
It's really weird. And it's like he feels that he needs to make the first. I think he really feels he needs to make the first move, or he needs to say, I'm the dominant one. You're not going to push me around type thing. And that really bothers me. And it's hard for us because we don't have a friend that owns a boxer that we can try to desensitize him to that now. So it's like when we go to, the dog park, we pull up, we survey the land. Are there any boxers? No. Good. Let's all get out and go in and have a good time.
Right. Correct.
But as soon as the boxer comes, it doesn't matter if it's a puppy. Well, not a puppy. I think that dog was like 9 months old.
9 months.
About
yeah.
9 months old. And Toby just, you know, I normally don't get like this about the dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it makes me sad a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because
I wish Toby was.
Because I want him to be better. All right. And also makes me sad, too. I wish there was something I could have done to stop that initial confrontation at the dog park.
There wasn't. I mean, it started so fast.
Right. And it started. And the dog that confronted Toby had done it 2 other times with someone else the same day.
And Toby was bleeding. It was bad.
Yeah. So we, that was on Sunday. On Saturday, you know, we didn't do a whole lot. I don't even remember what we did.
We washed the car.
Oh, what I was saying was we washed the car on Sunday and it went from washing the car to us building a dog run.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not a dog
getting
run.
Ready to, we always like, you know what? It'd be nice to have the dogs out while we wash the car so they won't be inside. So we was like, oh, let's go get a dog run. And then we were like,
Is it like called a dog run?
Well, when you have the rope wire going from one place to the other and it has the trolley,
right.
trolley system. So that's why we're the engineering couple. We actually, made some, dog ties from rope wire, hooks,
clamps.
I mean, it took us a good 30 minutes to probably put these things together.
And they have like a little, what do you call them? The clips that go, it's like the clips on the end of a leash.
Right.
So we have one on each side.
Right. And so basically, and we got a tie down that you screw into the ground that can take 100 pounds of pressure. And the ground was real hard. So I took some rebar and I stuck it in the handle and I started turning it. And, you know, I was too strong and I gave it more than 100 pounds of pressure. And the top snapped off. So I ended up pulling it out of the ground and we just ended up doing like a little lazy loop, over the tree branch. And they got to stay outside while we washed the cars. But it was pretty fun. That's what we did in the weekend wrap up. And, with that, I guess we're going to jump on into a little bit of media.
Media.
All right. So, we didn't watch Transformers Dark of the Moon, which we said we did, but we did watch The Messenger.
Does this count? I mean, movie well, last week.
Well, babe, we have like a pool of 8 movies that we haven't watched.
I know.
So
we're behind. That's what can I say?
So that's in our pool of movies. We didn't watch something that we shouldn't have watched. We will actually watch The Messenger, which we'll talk about a little bit. But we're going to roll today for a new movie. Transformers Dark of the Moon was last week, and that is still out there.
I needed you to keep talking for me.
And,
but it's too late now.
But yeah, but the Transformers is it? You threw me off when you did that. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I was going to keep talking anyway.
All right.
But Transformers, Dark Side of the Moon is still in the pool, for us to watch, which we plan on watching and everything. We kind of, even though we didn't watch the second one.
You know what? I'm going to watch the second one with the racist robots. You know what? I'm going to do it.
Well, the first one had a racist robot.
No, the second one did.
The first one did too.
No.
Yeah, it did.
Well, they said it was bad.
It was worse than the second one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we can watch it. I mean.
Because I don't want to skip something in a series. I don't care.
I don't care
if it doesn't have anything to do with the series. I still want to watch it.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. So go ahead and roll it, babe. Let's see what we get.
89
is going to be The Shrine. Oh, goodness gracious.
Is it a horror movie?
It's a horror movie.
Good. We haven't watched one of those in a while.
In Poland, to investigate a Yankees death, journalists find a village and a shrine that suggests strange activities have taken place here. You put that on here, didn't you?
Probably.
Why do you be putting a horror movie? Why do you put horror movies on here?
Because they're good too.
We
can watch it with the lights off.
No, we can watch it during the day. We can watch it on Sunday during the day.
Well, guess what? I'm gonna keep. Why on Sunday?
I was just seeing if you would say something.
I was like, why did you say Sunday?
Just to see what you would say if you were really paying attention.
Whatever. Anyway, I'm gonna keep putting them on there. I think I have The Ring on there too. I don't want to say The Ring.
Well, The Ring, I kind of already know, but The Shrine actually looks like The Ring a little bit out there with the chick. Isn't that the one with the little girl?
Yeah, you see some tape and then you die or something like that. I don't know.
See, I get butterflies in my stomach already talking about stuff like that. That's right, Sam and Nature is right. Ghosts and monsters aren't as powerful on Sundays. That's why we watch it on Sundays.
Don't. What? She actually said that?
Yeah.
Okay. How come it didn't show up in my chat room?
I don't know.
That's weird.
But yeah, see, that's why I was trying to hear that.
That's not true.
For some people, it may not be. It may be. I'm just saying.
Anyway, so instead of the movie we were supposed to watch, we watched the movie we weren't supposed to watch.
We watched the movie we were supposed to watch, but it was a couple of weeks ago.
We watched The Messenger with Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
And some other guy I didn't know.
Yeah.
And with the dude with the crazy eyes. Why do I do this every time?
The dude with the what?
With the crazy eyes.
Dude with the crazy eyes.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi. And he's in it.
Yeah.
So this is a story. This was a movie about a guy who has 3 months left in the army.
Right.
And they assign him to the casualty notification unit.
Yep.
Which is just Woody Harrelson.
Right.
Well, at least in that area.
Right.
So basically they go around and tell their loved ones that they're
in okay.
Yeah. They're next of kin. And you tell them that they're dead. Whatever.
Yep.
This was less about that and more about human interactions and dealing with death and dealing with grief and stuff like that and loss. So it was less about him going door to door. Like there was some of that, but there was less than I thought.
It was like that George Clooney movie where he's flying
up in the air.
It was like up in the air, but instead of going to tell people they're going to lose their job, you're going to tell people that your loved one died.
Maybe.
And instead of him having the girl, there were two guys, but it wasn't the Brokeback Mountain situation.
Woody Harrelson, every time he's in a good movie, I'm like, man, he can act. It's great.
Right.
So I love Woody Harrelson. He's pretty cool. Yeah. I liked him.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad movie. I mean, even though you were creeped out by the dude, you know.
Yeah, the dude was creepy. I'm not going to spoil anything, but the main dude, he turned out to be a little creepy.
It was, but it was a good movie to watch. I suggest you all to watch it. I think at the, towards the end, that really, after the big party and after the party.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole after the party until the end was really good, especially when people's eyes were open, kind of, sort of, a little bit. It was a good movie. And, I suggest you go watch it. It's out there on Netflix. It's still out there. I think we gave it 3 stars.
Because the dude was creepy.
Because Renee, I was going to give it 4. So, but.
It was a good movie though.
But Renee.
I'll probably go back and give it 4. I'll probably change my rating.
Okay, here we go.
You can change your rating.
It is 4 stars.
Okay.
Are you over the creepiness of the dude?
No, he's still creepy.
Yeah, he was pretty creepy. And they if only they knew they lost a star because of his creepiness. So after that, I had put a documentary out on, that was out there from the World Wrestling Entertainment, which was WWE's The Epic Journey of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. As you heard earlier at the beginning of the show, he is here. Well,
no, he's not.
Not really here, but, wished he was. But we watched the documentary and it brought back a lot of memories for me back in 99 when I would, you know, every Monday before DVR, every Monday, Monday Night Raw, you know, it was time to watch The Rock. And then he moved on to Thursday night and it was just, you know, a good time for wrestling. And I wasn't a huge wrestle fan. I watched a little bit, New Junkyard Dawg, The Road Warriors, Ric Flair, you know, all that stuff, you know, all that. But then The Rock came on the scene and just the trash talk that he did, and he just the most electrifying man in sports entertainment today.
He was.
It was just awesome, you know, just watching the documentary.
Yeah, it was cool. And I learned a lot of stuff I didn't know, like, and I wasn't big into wrestling or anything, so actually, learn some of his famous sayings like, finally, The Rock has come back to blah, blah, blah. I didn't know he said that. And there were a couple other things I didn't know. And,
know your role and shut your mouth.
I didn't know that he went back and forth, between
good
movies,
and
like movies and like, I didn't know he took 8 years off.
Right. You're right. So what it was that, you know, when I was watching, he was gone for a while and then come to find out, he was in Mummy Returns, and I was like, oh, what? And I kind of got a little, you know, I was kind of got a little mad about it. But then he got on to the Scorpion King, and then he left for a long time. And I didn't get mad like a lot of
another horrible movie.
And I didn't get mad like a lot of the fan people that was calling him a sellout and everything else. But I was kind of like, a little bit kind of like, you know, is this, you know, is he going away? Or what's he doing? But, like he said, he never took his fans. He never said, try to promote his movie when, you know, when he was wrestling, he was wrestling. He wasn't trying to promote his Hollywood career or anything else.
I mean, he was good like that.
Right. Until, you know, at the point where they were like calling him sellout and all the other stuff. And then he kind of took that and ran with it to make another character.
Mm-hmm.
In the Wrestling Federation, where he was the cocky Hollywood star,
yeah,
doing what they thought he was doing. And, you know, people hated him. But that's just the one thing about wrestling. I mean, it's the same thing that happens with soap operas or sick, you know, dramedies or the television shows that, like Dallas, you know,
mm-hmm,
where it's going back and forth, you know, JR's good now, JR's bad, JR's good, JR's bad, you know,
mm-hmm,
and everybody loves JR, but some people hate JR, but they still love him and want him to come through, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then if something happens to JR, everybody's like, oh my God, what happened to JR? You know, it's kind of like that. So that's why I've always said wrestling was the soap opera for men that, or people that love wrestling.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I can see why. I mean, yeah. I can see why people like it. Yeah. I'm not going to, I'm not going to hate on it.
Yeah. So, then we also went to the movies on Saturday with, Demetrius and Danielle.
We did.
And we got to go see.
We got to go see The Campaign. Yeah. Starring Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis.
What?
Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah. Who is the dude? Blagojevich, the Chicago governor,
Blagojevich,
and John Stewart was like Blagojevich.
I miss John Stewart. I need to watch some of him.
Yeah, we probably do need to add it back. I do miss a little of the news, especially during because the last time we actually watched it was last election year.
Yeah,
that's when we watched it.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
We should watch it again, just during this election year again. Just to see all the craziness and get the real news.
The real news.
Of what's going on. So we watched The Campaign. I can officially say this is probably the second Will Ferrell movie that I liked, where he was like one of the main characters. The first one being, Talladega Nights, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
He was good in that. Because, and what's weird, you know what's funny? Now I'm thinking about it. Talladega Nights was based in North Carolina.
Right.
On NASCAR. And The Campaign was based on a North Carolina representative.
Right.
And both of them were, I don't know if that has something to do with it.
Maybe Will Ferrell likes North Carolina.
Well, that, and then the fact that they had, like you saw in one of the scenes, they had cheerwine.
Mm-hmm.
They were drinking cheerwine.
I was like, oh, cheerwine.
And it was a good movie. We laughed. And there was some sentiment there a little bit. And
for you, because you were like, oh, North Carolina.
Yeah, so maybe that's what it is. But we enjoyed it. It was a good $5.50 movie. I mean, it's not a movie I would have paid $10 to go see.
But it was good to pass the time.
Right.
I was upset that I spent money on it. But
right,
anyway.
Right. I mean, we spent $5.50 on a movie before horrible. And was kind of like, what did we just do?
Mm.
You know. Would you say that Prometheus may have been one of those?
Yeah, I wish I hadn't spent the money on Prometheus.
Yeah.
I was sad.
And I know people are probably in outrage by
like,
hearing that.
I love Prometheus. It was a great movie. It was a great movie. I didn't like it. Sorry.
No. It wasn't that great. I mean, yeah. But we saw The Campaign. If you get it, like you said, at a bargain viewing, definitely something you should go do. It was, you know, it was good and it was fun and we laughed. We laughed plenty. Last week, we talked a little bit about Witcher 2
mm-hmm.
and how we missed the sale and we wished that we had bought it because you were listed as Known Ladies Elite and what they were talking about.
They said it was so good. And lo and behold, what happened, Jay?
Brian Dunaway tweeted that it was on sale on Green Man Gaming, which
I never heard of.
Which is a London-based Steam-like company, but I would say more like Amazon because they make deals or they buy bulks from like good old gaming like GOG.com,
mm-hmm.
like The Witcher 2. That's where we got it for $12. So we got Witcher 2 for $12 through Green Man Gaming, which was on GOG. which I wish that we had. I had paid attention because it was DRM free and, you know, we could have shared it here at the household, but Steam has taught us not to do that when we're trying to save money. But even though we both got it, we still saved money,
mm-hmm.
For one copy. So we definitely got that. And, what are your thoughts?
I haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
But, I'm excited. Well, now I'm just like I want to play the first one first, of course.
Right, which is $9.
Yeah, so I'll get that probably soon. So and then I'll see what it's like because I am a completist and I must play it in order.
And that's fine. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah. So then I found something and by random, just randomly incredible thing called Incredibox.
Oh, check this out.
And Incredibox, you make music. But it's a fun way to make music. It's like you pull in these guys and they sing. Like they do like beatboxing. They do acapella stuff. And and you can do different, yeah, you can do different beats and different choruses, and it's funny. Is this yours?
Yeah, this is the one I call Neville Aaron, dedicated to Aaron Neville. All right, here we go. But yeah, that's a gist of what you can do out there. And Renee has a link out there.
Yeah, so I'm linking show notes and I put it in the chat room. So if Paul or Sam want to go check it out, it's fun. It's fun to mess around with, and you can send it to people and you can put a message on it, and it's just really cool.
Yeah.
So check that out. That's my fun link of the week.
Yeah.
And I read through Lock and Key in like one sitting.
Yeah.
I bore through it. It's really, really, really good.
Yeah, and I actually did the same thing with Catwoman. We did it. We actually did it last Monday when we were going to watch a movie, but we ended up reading the comics instead.
Yeah, I think so.
It was either that or it was Tuesday.
Man,
so.
But it's really good.
I'm gonna check Lock and Key out next.
Yeah, check it out. I'm interested to see what happens next. Can't spoil too much here, but there's a lot of angst. A lot of right. Teenage angst.
Oh,
but,
goodness, but, you serious?
Well, no. Most of it's justified.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's not like meaningless teenage angst.
But. Okay. And then Catwoman was actually pretty good.
It was sexy.
It was sexy. I can see where some people were probably upset a little bit with, you know, some of the, situations, I guess is the best way to put it, that were in there. But overall, the story was actually pretty good. Looking past all that, which didn't bother me at all, the story itself was actually pretty good. And I'm actually curious and thrilled a little bit that I'm kind of excited about a DC title.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, you know, I'm anti-DC, but...
No. Well, I didn't say that, really.
But no, we just really enjoy Marvel, and we just enjoy what we enjoy, you know? But... wanted to step out, one, because of my doctor that talked about the new 52 Bat version of Batman was pretty good, which I haven't read yet, but I have Catwoman, the first trade.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the next, so that's 1 through 6, and I have 7 through 11, so I'm gonna read through 11, see how it is, and it may get added to our pull list if we want to. So really excited. Yep. About that. So
yep.
We're going to hop into a little bit of food.
The fridge is not prepared.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
So.
We actually have a recipe today.
I do. I have a great recipe. This is a recipe for 27 calorie pancakes.
That was amazing.
And you know what? I didn't think it would work. Because I was like, this is going to... And... I don't know. Okay. Use egg whites that mm-hmm. are beaten until they're firm or not running anymore. And they freaking taste like pancakes you make with pancake mix. And you put cake flour in it and everything, but each pancake is only 20, and they aren't small dollar size pancakes. I mean, they're decent sized pancakes.
Right.
So yeah, it worked out great, and I will definitely be making this. We had that and some sugar-free syrup, and it was a good, low-calorie, awesome breakfast.
Yeah, that was a real good breakfast, and I'm definitely, you know, excited about that. And I was excited about it, you know. It was really good. It was really good.
And we want to do our weight loss update. Jay has two updates because he weighed himself twice.
Well, I was just going to do it all in one.
Okay.
Well, okay. So on Friday... Well, you know, I'm going to do it all in one.
Okay, all right.
I think it was 6.8.
Okay.
For the whole week, I think.
And I was 2.8 for the whole week.
Right.
So yeah.
And the funny thing is that we're both down.
I'm down 21.
21.8, right?
No, just 21.
Oh, I thought you were down 21.8.
No, just 21.
So I told everybody you was down. I was down 21.8, and you were down 20. 21.8 as well.
I was just 21 flat. But that's okay. It's just a pound.
But no, I mean, it's really cool.
It's going well. I'm liking what I'm doing, even though I still crave extremely fattening food sometimes.
Right, right. So let's jump into a little bit of,
Kenny, know your role and shut your mouth because the people's champ is ready to talk.
I shit you not.
Oh my gosh. I wish you'd never found that soundboard. I shit you not. Zynga said to give stock to keep staff after earnings miss. So Zynga's stock went down and their employees got a little upset. So what do? They give them worthless stock. Probably not the best idea that they've ever had. I put a link in the show notes.
You guys upset? Here, take some spam.
Take some horrible
spoiled meat.
Yeah, I think the shares of Farmville would have been better than a share of Zynga. So, yeah, I bet some people still stay. I mean, money is money if you're going to give.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I wonder if they have to stay for a certain amount of time to get in.
Right, right.
But, yeah, so that's my shit you not for this week.
Yep, and stupid Sammy.
Podcast of the week.
Kind of a podcast of the week. I think I talked about this already about, Grumpy Old Men After Dark, but just want to just kind of say we're going to be recording on Wednesday night. And we're going to have our first guest, on the show. And even though some people may think that Grumpy Old Men After Dark is going to be a guy gamer podcast, we're actually having Renee on.
Yay.
And the topic for that one is actually going to be, females in video games and female gamers. And
so I have to be a typical girl because I'm not very girly. Maybe I can.
No, I mean, no. See, that's the thing.
Yeah,
that's what it is. I mean, there's girl stereotypes, you know, and one of those is that girls don't game, which is BS. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And but you game and you're still a girly girl.
Mm-hmm.
You wore a skirt on Saturday. I mean, you still like feeling purity. You put on makeup purity. And you take care of yourself and you're
like
beautiful and everything.
Aw, thanks.
But yeah, I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, we're excited to have you on. You know I am, especially so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So that's check awesome. It out. If you check the Twitter feed, you'll probably see that, the announcement out there for, Grumpy Old Men After Dark. That was
short show.
Definitely a short show.
But that's okay. But it doesn't have to be long. We talk and then we're done.
See, it lets me off the hook. It doesn't have to be long. And
alrighty then. Hey. If you want to contact us,
go ahead, keep going. I'm looking to see if we have emails and stuff.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, I never check that. If you want to contact us, you can reach us by email. Our email address is thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog and happenings that I need to update more at valentinecast.com. And the podcast Twitter feed where you can find out when we go live and when we post. The podcast is valentinecast. And you can call us. Our phone number, call me. Phone number is 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278.
And if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can do so at The Cowboy, TheCaoBoy. And if you want to follow Renee, that's TheIceFlow. And did I skip something?
And if you want to see what we look like in moving color, you can go to our YouTube channel. Mm. It is youtube.com/valentinecast.
Moving color is the best. So,
all right. Thank you, Pretty Lights, for this awesome intro and outro music.
Yep. And well, thank you all for out in the chat room for coming to see us tonight.
Thank you.
Spending a little evening with us. And again, sorry for running late. I may have a truck the next time we record.
You just give away all these secrets all the time. Oh, you should just keep it under wraps.
Never mind. I'm going to keep it under wraps.
It's too late now.
No, it's not.
Out of the bag.
I'll take it back.
You can't stuff it back in once it's out.
Yes, I can. I can do it through Audacity.
Okay.
You mean stuff it back in?
Well, I'm sure Sam knows, has heard what you said.
But Sam and Paul can keep secrets.
All right. No, you don't have to take it out. It's fine. Gary ain't going to get it, so.
Well, it's if everything works out okay.
That's cool.
You know.
Yep. All right, guys. Y'all have a good night.
I don't know about driving the V8. Those things are powerful.
Bye.
Bye.
Finally, The Rock has come back.
Bye.
Know your role and shut your mouth.